Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The great train race coming up next Sunday, and we are going to talk about that this morning. We're going to talk about Los Angeles Hope House, and we've got lots to do this morning. Lisa Crittenden from Hope House is back. Lisa, good to see you again.
Good to be here, Ted.
This is the first time I think I've seen you in 2018. I think you were last in before Trees of Hope.
Yes. So it's great to be here again.
We have lots to catch up on. And, of course, it is the person of the hour with the Great Train Race, the Great Train Race director. Jennifer Taylor is here. Jennifer, good to see you.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me.
You were in, Jennifer. We talked 6 weeks ago or so, and the Great Train Race seemed so far away.
Yes.
So far away.
Yeah, it was so relaxed.
Yes, it was very relaxed. Everything would come together, and it will come together.
Yes, it will.
But now we're getting a little bit closer.
Yes, we are.
A week out.
Today is the last day of early registration. So you go ahead and go to the B101.5 website, and you can register from there, or go to the Great Train Race website, which is gtrfredericksburg.com, and you can register there, or you can register at any of the YMCAs. Plenty of places, plenty of opportunities. Get it in today, but it's not the end, and you can still run, and your children can still participate. But you'll have to wait to come to Dick's during packet pickup to register at that time.
So, get it done, especially if they're interested in doing this. Great Train Race. So this is what, the 24th year?
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Wow. It's really become an institution.
It really is. And this year has just gone so smoothly. I have such a great team, and people at FARC are so supportive. And the town, you know, the community loves this race.
Yeah.
And the kids get excited about it. And that just is my motivation. And then, of course, at the end of the race, all the proceeds after everything's said and done, and we are fortunate enough to be able to give those proceeds to worthy causes. And they are always going to be children's charities, because children run this race and children mm-hmm. benefit from this race. So this year it's the Fredericksburg Area Service League, and then Lois Ann's Hope House will be the two recipients. We'll get equal portions of the proceeds this year.
Well, what great places to get it. And that brings in Lisa, you. Many kids from Hope House run in this race?
No, actually not. The kids don't run in this race,
well,
but they have an opportunity.
We need to work on that.
Yes, we do. We do. We need to inform the families, and because many folks know that we have probably over 25 children at all times in our facility.
Yeah.
With the three homes, and of course we just added another home, so we'll have more than 25.
yeah
But great things are happening.
They are. Well, let's talk for a few minutes about just some of the great things and in ways that the community can get involved. For people that don't know, describe what happens at Lois Ann's Hope House, because it's as we talk today about the Great Train Race being a unique kind of event, what you do is very unique in
this
community.
Yes, so we're Lois Ann's Hope House, as many know us as Hope House in our community. We've been around for over 30 years, the first and largest family homeless shelter in our community. And what we do are we take in families that are homeless, and we take them off the streets. We take those children off the streets with their parents, and our goal is to place them into their own permanent housing, creating stability. So we have programs that do that. We strive to work with the children so that they are maintaining stability in their school systems, with their teachers, and all of that. And you're correct. We want them to have an active, social, productive life. And so we work on activities to support that.
Well, in what you do, and I know you hope, is that this whole cycle of going in and out of shelters and maybe even making it some kind of a generational thing, right, you're able to put a stop to that.
Right. What we want to do is instill in the children, like we do the parents, what is financial stability, what is mental and physical stability. And so we work on all of those through education, through awareness, and we want to break the cycle of homelessness. We have a 95% success rate, and most people understand what that means. There aren't everyone does not make it through our program, but majority, mm-hmm, they do. And they come back and they tell us, and they're excited about what this program has done in their life. And so that's the passion and commitment. As staff, we strive to continue that effort because we look at the impact it has made on those children or those families.
Boy, and that's really impressive. Just that 95%, and it shows a couple of things, that you know what you're doing, or you know you've come upon some strategies that work, and that the people that stick with it, you've got a formula there.
Yeah, we have a model program. That's what we call it, a model program where we bring in, and you know, we are staffed, but we have volunteers that come in, financial folks from the banking system. We have those who are educators and drive folks on their resume writing for employment, and walk them through, here are the aspects where you can increase your employment. Have you thought of entrepreneurship? Because we have some with very large challenges in their lives and may not be able to get a normal job, what is considered normal, salaried position. So we give them options to improve what their lives could look like. And it's always, you know, we're not called Hope House for no reason. It's creating hope in those families.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, that's exciting. LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org is the website where you can find out all that you do.
Yes, so LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org. And then just go on, look for us, and try to identify. You know, we have what we call a junior ambassador program for young teens in high school and middle school, where they can go out and, you know, talk about Lois Ann's Hope House and join in on the effort to end homelessness. Because we need to build up the next generation. You're correct, Ted. We want to end the cycle.
Lisa Crittenden here. She's with Hope House. Jennifer Taylor, the race director for the Great Train Race. And boy, that the whole aspect of this, you know, that you're helping a couple of children's organizations every year, that's what that adds just to the, kind of the specialness of this race, Jennifer.
Yes, and it makes me very proud. And I've been proud to be to work with the Great Train Race for several years now. It's been 10 years. I started out working at the volunteering at the starting line. And then through my love of the race and wanting it to continue to be successful, I have stepped up to race director, and it is a privilege.
You have so many papers there. I just think I'm just looking at all those papers. You look like a race director.
Well, there's a lot in here. There's art. There's my heats. There's sponsors.
Oh, there's just for people that just think, you know, you just, all you're doing is handing out numbers to people on race day and line them up and send them off. There is really a lot to do, and we're going to talk about a lot of that because. I guess by now the T-shirt design has been chosen, and we'll get into all that with Jennifer Taylor and Lisa Crittenden. The Great Train Race coming up on next Sunday, May the 6th, and it is gtrfredericksburg.com for information on the Great Train Race. Again, the price goes up today, after today, so if you're going to sign up, do it now, because otherwise you only will be able to do it at packet pickup. More coming up on the Great Train Race when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Jennifer Taylor and Lisa Crittenden here this morning. Great train race is next Sunday, May the 6th, and that is what we're talking about. It's the 24th Great Train Race in downtown Fredericksburg.
Yes.
And Jennifer.
Yes.
We talked about one of the really unique things about the race is that the kids now design the T-shirt. How tough was that to come up with choose a winner?
Oh my goodness. I stay out of that whole process because when the designs are coming in,
yeah,
I fall in love with every one of them because they are just adorable, and not only that, but the creativity that the kids have thought through and put on these shirts, and then and it would be very difficult for me to make that decision. And so we have a panel, we have a meeting, and then there's a panel that decide. And the process, like I said, is not very easy because you're choosing three designs, mm-hmm. one for each race. And so we're very excited. Those have been decided on. And each child, not only do they get their design on every single T-shirt with their name in the design,
yeah,
and their school, if they want to include their school, which is also fun, but they get a $100 Visa gift card. And they get their T-shirt in a framed.
That's what's really cool.
Yeah, and then we ask that they come because some of them aren't runners. They're not running in the race. Some of them are, and we bring them up on stage, and then they're presented, and their parents get to take pictures. So it's another fun, positive aspect to an already fun, positive family event.
Yeah. No. When you started picking the T-shirt winners a few years ago, I just thought that was really a fun kind of thing to let kids design.
Absolutely.
And do it. Yeah. It still is, and to see around town the number of kids who wear Great Train Race T-shirts, even when they, if they have shirts that even fit, if they still have shirts that fit, even when they can't run in the race anymore,
yeah,
you see the shirts all around,
uh-huh.
and that really is another unique thing of the race. The Great Train Race is first, and that will start on as far as timing goes. What is the first race is like 7:30 or something, isn't it?
Yes, 7:15.
Okay, yeah,
yes.
It's early.
And, well, they're lined up at 7:15,
yeah,
ready to go.
You've got like you mentioned, there's three races. There's the Great Train Race, there's the half mile George Dashington,
mm-hmm.
and then also the Caboose Run for the
yep.
little kids.
Yes.
The little kids.
The littles. Yeah, that is such a fun thing. Because the kids wear tutus and then they just dress up, but they have mm-hmm. their bibs on, and it's fun, the parents get to run with them because they're pretty young. And we want them to be as comfortable as possible.
But there's some of them are serious,
yes.
even for the Caboose Run.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
But what makes what does really be because you've got the Caboose Run and you've got the George Dashington in the Great Train Race. There are kids who start off as Caboose runners, and right up until they're 18, you
yes.
know, all the way. They I mean this. It's a family
yes.
event.
We have actually had the youngest to. My knowledge in my years of doing this has been an 18-month-old Cabooser.
Mm.
And so at 18 months, and there are children who have run all the way through Caboose, all the way through the mile. And the George Dashington was introduced, and it's not timed, but it was another opportunity for kids to, because the ultimate race is the mile. That's the one that's timed. That's the one that you work up to. You
yeah.
start at the Caboose, and you can go directly from the Caboose into the Great Train Race. For kids who may not have been running the Caboose, they get the opportunity to run the Fun Run George Dashington, which is a half mile, and that certainly gives them the what's the word I'm looking for?
Just experience.
Well, the experience, but it also lets them know if they can do a half mile,
a
they can do a mile. Yeah,
yeah,
the
you
confidence.
Get you. You it is because at first you think, wow, I start from from the train station and
right.
I go down and cut over and that's a long way.
It is, mm-hmm. it is. It's all the way down Caroline to William and then all the way back down Sophia to the docks, And that seems overwhelming. But to cut it in half,
yeah.
And then once they successfully finish the George Dashington, then they have the confidence that
yeah.
they can do this.
Well, it's a great course because if you've ever run the course, coming back on Sophia Street, there's just a when you're driving it, you don't notice it, but there's a hill,
mm-hmm.
and it's a challenging hill, especially if you're running hard, and all of a sudden you hit that
yes.
and. You've got all kinds of people on the sides, and you don't want to have to walk or slow down. And they're cheering
and
you
they're
on.
They're cheering you on. That's what I love. The parents cheer on everyone.
Yeah, because this is so short. Just about the whole race, you've got people on the sides.
Yes. Yes. And then we also, of course, have volunteers that are course marshals. So kids are watched the entire time. And traffic is and luckily too, people are really sweet about us interrupting their Sunday morning.
Yes.
And are patient because you can get where you want to go. You just have to wait a second and then get waved in.
Yeah, and that's a good thing to bring up. If you go to church downtown mm-hmm. or are in the downtown area, keep that in mind next Sunday morning. That you might want to reroute things or come in a different time.
Right. If you wanted brunch at Brock's, you can still have it.
Yes.
Just have to wait a second and let us wave you through.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great train race. It's next Sunday, and it begins real early in the 7 o'clock hour and goes to usually about around noontime. You wrap it up.
At noon, yeah, about 1 o'clock because it's from 12 to 12:30 when the last all the caboosers are running.
Okay.
It takes about 30 minutes to get all the waves. We call them waves, the color waves, and then everything finishes at one.
Well, I'll tell you what, because when my son was the last in our family to run, I was very disappointed that I had no more great train racers. And so I can relive it all with you now a couple of times a year and to go down and do the announcing last
exactly.
year and this
so you're
year.
The so starting line.
I can still be a part because it really is. And even if your family's not you don't have runners in your family, who knows? They might be after you get involved with something like this.
Yes, I can witness my family are not runners per se, athletic but not runners. And my son, I've signed him up dutifully because I'm the race director.
I'm doing this, and so are you.
Exactly. So I signed him up, and honestly, he loved the caboose, but when he started running the mile, it was a struggle. And now mm-hmm. he is very competitive, and it shows in his other sports that he can run now. He has the confidence about running, knows how to do it, and he runs. You know, he runs for fun around our house and in our neighborhood. And that has helped him so much in his other sports.
It does give you confidence,
yep.
and it improves your stamina and mm-hmm. in all of that. And I know in a lot of cases, a lot of kids, especially into high school, will run. You know, you can run competitively against other teenagers that you know in the area in this race.
Yes, that's the fun part, especially with the older
yeah.
kids in those.
It's
in those
serious.
Heats. It is very serious, but it's fun for them because because you'll go to meets and then you can run against a couple of kids you know in a particular school. At this race, they're all together. All the schools, all the kids get to race, you know, one race
yeah.
together.
And that's what's nice because especially in on the high school level, the Spotsylvania, Chancellor of Spotsylvania High in Cortland, they're not running against the Stafford schools.
Right.
And so you get to run against some kids from other schools that you don't normally see.
Right. And it is so impressive to watch these young people because their warm up and then their finish is just, I mean, it's like the race hadn't even started, and then they're already finished. They're so fast.
Yeah, yeah. Great train race next Sunday, and again, today's it. If you want to sign up for before the price goes up, and if you want to sign up for it in advance, you need to do it by today. Otherwise, you'll just go to Dick's and do it at Packet Pickup.
Yeah.
This also is tied in with the way the series that the YMCA is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first of what will be three races there, which is pretty exciting. The series that the Y has, because this just all fits together nicely.
It does, and it's a fun package. The trains, planes, and automobiles kids race series, because you get the. Kathy was saying, Kathy Wiese is the race director mm-hmm. for the other two. She was saying that they're all three unique venues, and the kids get to experience this love of running and still be somewhere where it's really fun. And I have to say, at the Great Train Race, because we are doing this race series, we are going to have a race car. The Papa John's race car is going to be at the Great Train Race.
Okay.
And then there also is going to be an airplane. So the kids will be able to get in the airplane and take pictures and get ready for the series.
Okay. So again, Sunday the 6th yes. will be the 24th Great Train Race, mm-hmm. GTRFredericksburg.com, the website, GTRFredericksburg.com. And there's a couple other places too, aren't there, where you can sign up for the Great Train Race?
YMCA, you can go through B101.5, and then you can also do running.
Race Time Unlimited.
Race Time Unlimited.
Yeah,
yes.
just Google Great Train Race. It'll take you to somewhere.
And it's easy. If you can't,
learn how to do it. It is easy. Jennifer Taylor here. Lisa Crittenden. Lisa's with Low Sands Hope House, and they are one of the recipients of in get things from the Great Train Race. And we're going to talk more about Hope House when we come back to this morning, as we continue on with Jennifer and Lisa. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Great Train Race this morning. Jennifer Taylor here, along with Lisa Crittenden from Hope House. GTRFredericksburg.com is the website for the Great Train Race. Sign up today, because after today, you will have to wait and do it at packet pickup next week. You have some pictures of all the winners and of the what the T-shirts look like, Jennifer, and they look terrific. We can only... You'll have to take our word for it.
They are so great.
Is the George Dashington, was that the one you just showed me? It looks like George Washington's running.
Yes, yes.
He's got his
yeah, with his tricorn hat on.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. That designer was Brooke Weaver. She won the contest, so that was her design.
Nicely done.
And so that was super cute. And the caboose looks like it's a caboose. It's an orange, bright caboose with little tennis shoe, you know, little footprints that surround it. Mm-hmm. And that winner is Jessica Allen. And then the Great Train Race is a train and the grass, and it's super cute. And the puff of smoke is the Great Train Race, the title of it. And that was Haley Rivas. So they are the three winners this year, and so the T-shirts are just really great. So
yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
So I'm proud to wear it.
So I guess you've got, but are the T-shirts? That's always a couple of years I was involved with just the packet pickup and getting the T-shirts. I just was always amazed at how many T-shirts. They're boxes and boxes of sizes and everything.
Yes, and then that's all organized and set up. Dick's does a great job with giving mm-hmm. us the, because I mean, they're a retail store, so they hand us these carts, and then we put all the sizes per race, so we're able to grab them and do the packets, and but everyone's very excited to get their shirt.
Yeah.
So then, and the sad part is, though, you're not guaranteed a shirt at late registration. So register now and you're guaranteed a shirt.
That's I was just going to ask you that, because you'll get a few extras, but at some point when they're gone, and if you haven't registered beforehand, that's why it is important to register today.
Absolutely.
If you haven't done it, if you're thinking about it, do it. GTRFredericksburg.com. And I made fun of you earlier about the book you have, but there really is, you know, whether it's sponsorships or, you know, working out the times and getting chips to kids and you know, getting race bibs. And mm-hmm. there's a lot to being, especially this race, because you're dealing with such a wide variety of kids.
Yes, definitely, because the Great Train Race itself is 14 individual races.
Yeah.
So you're firing off the gun and timing 14 individual races. George Dashington is 2 heats, and then the caboose is 7. So that's a lot of races in one day. And my paperwork is fine. It's sponsorship, and plus you have vendors. You know, you have mm-hmm. people that are coming in, and the T-shirts, like you're saying, that you have to work with different vendors, and the medals and the trophies.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a lot going on, but I kind of thrive on that. And luckily, it doesn't probably look like I'm organized, but it's all there, and I know where it is.
Yeah. No, I'm sure for the next week, this is your life.
Yes, it is. It is. And I just, like I said, I just love it.
Yeah. Well, how many years is this you now for the directors? Is this 3 or 4?
Yes, this is my 4th year as race director, and then so.
Yeah.
Well,
you've gotten good at it. I'll say that. I mean, you really have gotten. Not that you ever weren't good at it, but you
no,
are.
Thank you.
You really have it all together. Lisa Crittenden also here this morning. She's with Hope House, one of the beneficiaries of this race. And what a great fit, because just like you said earlier, Lisa, Hope House is about kids.
Yeah, it's a great fit for me personally as well. Jennifer recruited me. I don't know if she recruited me, but anyway, she recruited me a couple
You're
of years back.
Volunteer.
And I love volunteering for this. I look forward to it, waking up early in the morning.
Yes.
And just being a participant as far as a volunteer and watching the kids walk away with their smiles. But Lois Ann's Hope House really relies on our community to support our programming, because otherwise we could not do what we do. We could not change the lives that we change. And so this program or event itself helps us to send kids to summer camp, which is most important.
Yeah.
In order for parents to continue to thrive and to have income and employment, they need to have activities for their children during the summertime when there's no school. And so we are supported by this event by ensuring that children are going off to summer camp. And it means a lot to them. I always look back on the story of Nicholas, when Nicholas he was not socially inept, and he talked to his parents and said, I want to go to summer camp. And this was his first time. He loved it. He learned how to swim, you know, be around other children because he was homeschooled. And so I just think of the joy of the children getting on that bus. We're providing lunch for them, and they go to the Y. And so the Y is in partnership with us, as in the past has always been. And so it's just a great event.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think of the memories. I mean, because so many kids do go to camp, and you know, in a lot of ways, some of these kids would have no hope of doing that.
Right. I look back and reflect on my life, and my parents sent us to camp every summer. This is an opportunity, because otherwise these parents would not have the ability to do that. And we're providing that based on our community support. So the Great Train Race does this for us. And, you know, I stand there that morning and I love to see all the volunteers and supporters of Hope House, because they go, hey, Lisa. And I go, hi, good to see you. And I always congratulate every child that walks past me, and they have a big smile on their face with their medals, and they're so proud.
You get them. Everybody does get that medal, and it's important
it
to get
it's
that.
It's the energy around it. Yes, they feel like they've accomplished, and they have. And so you have to congratulate them on that.
And not to be too dramatic about things, but because I'm just thinking of the Hope House kids who get to go to camp and get to do this kind of thing. You just think, They've been through a lot of things that a lot of kids have to go through.
Right.
And this is a good thing. And this is something that, yeah, you know, it's just terrific to know that this is going to you know, help them go to camp.
It is. It truly is. You know, I always think back and this winter, I think it was winter, yes it was, when we had the storm and we all lost power. Mm-hmm. This gave us a realness of what it could be like being homeless because we had no electricity. We had stores were closed. We had no ability to get food. Some people, if you had electric garage openers, you couldn't get into your home if you didn't have your key to get into your home. So those are things that you had to think about. How about how did you charge your phone? You know, you had to think of all those things. And I said, this is realness to me. This is a reality check that there are people out there struggling and our program helps them get beyond that.
Yeah. No, because there are real struggles. The program that they had last week in the community that talked about ACEs, and I can't remember.
Yes, ACEs.
But it dealt with things that happened to
trauma.
You. Yeah, traumas. And I looked at that and thought, I haven't had a lot of that kind of thing. And but a lot of people do.
Right.
And you got to realize that. And that's where this is just a nice this is a nice help to these kids and to go off to camp and to be able to, especially you go either during the summer or when they're around their kids or they go back to school, they can talk about things that they did.
Right. And so it's about resilience,
yeah.
Right? And that's what they talked about in the ACES town hall and the workshop. It's about having the support systems in place. And everyone needs at least two strong supporters throughout their life that helps them get beyond. And we at Hope House want to be one of those support systems that provide what we can provide and then reach out to our community stakeholders so that the other resources can be provided. But yes, it's important to hug a child. It's important to care and nurture those children that are, you know, unstable. Mm-hmm. And we do that when we get into our program, when they get into our program.
I always tell you, because there's usually several times during the year, I'll go by Hope House in the afternoon when the bus is dropping off kids at the end of the day, and just to see, because I see you a lot of time on the porch or there greeting them or for the moms there, and it just really is it's a very cool experience to see them, to be able to, those kids are getting off the bus and they're going to their home,
right?
And there's just a lot of love and caring there
is. And it's to look at a child or even the parent and say, how was your day? And for you to say it but actually listen to what they're saying. And they understand. If you look at one of our videos, Christine says they really care because we are true to what we are asking and doing, and the passion comes through that.
Yeah. No, it's not like I saw that video, and it's not like, so many of us, or you talk to people, you run into somebody on the street, and it's like, hi, and it's like, how you doing? And you know that it's the person's asking you, and they don't care. You know, that's just something to say. But when you say, that they're listening, that's important.
Right. It is. And so, Ted, again, if it wasn't for the great train race and so many other supporters of Lois Ann's Hope House, we couldn't do what we're doing. We couldn't impact the lives we're impacting.
We need to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about how people can get involved with either volunteering or with donations to Hope House in a bunch of different ways. And Jennifer, we'll wrap it up and talk about what we need to know in the last hours as we get closer and closer to the Great Train Race for signing up. It's the Great Train Race. It is Sunday, May 6th, next Sunday. It's the 24th annual Great Train Race, gtrfredericksburg.com to sign up. To find out more about Hope House, we were just talking with Lisa about, it is loisannshopehouse.org. Lisa Crittenden and Jennifer Taylor here. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking great train race this morning. Jennifer Taylor, the race director here, Lisa Crittenden here with Lois Ann's Hope House. Before we get out of here, Lisa, I know that there are a lot of just day-to-day things that we need in our house, that you need at Hope House. And one of the great things we always talk about is that you can, if I'm going to the store and buying paper towels, buy some extra and drop them off.
Yeah. Thank you, Ted, because we always need paper towels. Just think about how many paper towels your family utilizes. We have 13 families. We're growing to 16.
That's a lot of toilet paper, too.
Toilet paper, paper towels, trash bags. Mm. Bleach, cleaning supplies. We need all those types of items. And you can go to our website, loisannshopehouse.org, and we have our wish list that's uploaded, and we'll tell you exactly what our needs are. But you're correct. Think of what your family uses in the home. We need many of those items, many, many. We also are quickly... what I constantly share is we moved 41 families into their own homes last year. This year, our goal is 50. And so when we move families in and then move them out, we are always using new bed in a bags and pillows. And so if you have the desire and want to, we need bed in a bags and pillows. And so please provide those. And then also towels and washcloths, new ones.
And again, loisannshopehouse.org is the website. Also, if you want to be a financial supporter, you can do that.
Right. We want to keep the shelter open. We want to keep going. So we always need support in that aspect of it.
Well, thanks what you do with Hope House, because, boy, it's a great compliment to our community. The Great Train Race, also a great compliment to the community, and it is almost here. Again, Jennifer Taylor is the race director, and if you want to sign up and you want to be assured of getting a T-shirt, you want to sign up by today.
Today, yep, and the Great Train Race is kicking off the children's race series, Train, Planes, and Automobiles. So that's a lot of fun, and if you do all three races, you get this super cool race medal at the end of the three races.
And if you're a parent, you're going to get great pictures of your kids running downtown, running at Shannon Airport, and then at the raceway.
That's right, running where planes take off and land, and then running where the race cars are racing, and it's just super fun. So yes, the Great Train Race is kicking that all off this May 6th, and we're ready to go, and we just need you to sign up so that you can be there to cheer on your children.
Now the race series, mm-hmm. you can sign up for that through the Y.
And through me too. You can straight go. You can sign up through the Great Train Race's website as well.
Okay.
So
GTR
Fredericksburg. All of it. Yes.
It's all there.
It's all together.
Okay.
So and the other important thing though is that you can run any of the races individually. Mm-hmm. You do not have to commit to the full race series.
Okay.
But it is a fun thing to do, and it is the only race series in this area. And for kids.
And the Great Train Race is a unique race because that's a lot of good things about the Great Train Race, but there are for a mile races for the longest time this was it for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice thing. We've talked in the past just about how nice it is if you're a running family and you might see your parents running in these races, this now gives you a chance to run in a little series.
Exactly.
If you're a kid.
Yeah, and it's being well received. So a lot of kids are already excited
about
it. So there's quite a few people signed up, and there's always a tremendous turnout for the Great Train Race. And you'll just don't let your kids miss out on it, because it's definitely a memory. And something they will always have. And I know I've enjoyed my memories with my children running.
Well, I know a lot of schools get involved with the Great Train Race.
Yes. We have a school participation award sponsored by Dick's. So if you sign up, make sure you fill out that portion on the registration that says, you know, what schools your child attend. And then your school, just like that, just for signing up, the school with the most kids that have signed up and registered get $500. And then the next school gets $250. And then the third school gets $250 in gift certificates from Dick's for their athletic programs.
Wow, that's a substantial amount of money for anybody, but for schools especially these days.
So absolutely.
You can do some things with that.
Absolutely.
The everybody starts lining up next Sunday morning at, you said 7:15 is when the first heat will start getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun as you get. I mean, the other thing is when you're there and waiting for your heat, there's always somebody to kind of get the kids all stretched and mm-hmm. loose. And there's always, for a lot of kids, a lot of nerves and work all that out.
Yes, there's warm-ups there. And, so the first heat goes off at 7:30. So warm-up starts at 7:15. And that's the My Plumber and Heating and Cooling heat. So each one of them mm-hmm. are sponsored. And the kids come in, they get warmed up, and then they take off. And then the next one, and they all get chips put on before they even enter that. So it's very organized, very proud of this event.
Yeah.
And the kids just get to focus on having fun.
Oh, they do.
Not anything else.
Yeah.
So we organize it, but they have the fun.
For adults, if you're down waiting at the finish line, it's great to see them come over the hill, and then you try to pick out your kid. And if you put your kid in, we'd always put our kids in different colored shirts so we could try, so they would kind of stand out. Everybody wears white, so you would try to get a different color sometimes.
Yep.
But the Great Train Race, then the George Dashington is the half mile,
mm-hmm.
and then the Caboose Run wraps it up.
Yep, that's a quarter mile downhill, super fun.
So we are running out of time. If you want to get be assured of a t-shirt, hop on the website today and do that.
Absolutely. And if you don't, we still have shirts, but we can't guarantee it. But just come on in and sign up at Dick's.
And packet pickup is next week at Dick's. What days are those?
It's the, let's see, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Okay. So it runs right up to it. And is there any kind of pickup on race day, or do you have to do that before?
Oh, you have to do that before. But if you did, you won't get a race packet. But if you did, for some reason, something happens, you'll get your bib.
Yeah.
You'll get your bib, but that's it. That will just have the bib. So no race pickup on race day.
GTRFredericksburg.com is the website. It is the Great Train Race next Sunday in downtown Fredericksburg. Jennifer Taylor and Lisa Crittenden, thank you both for coming, and thank you for what you're both doing. Jennifer, it's good job once again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That is it for Town Talk.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.